USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contain pornography. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
SolarWinds is the software company providing the U.S. government with security on their computers. A major flaw allowed suspected Russian hackers to get in and exploit some of the highest levels of government. USA Radio News' Tim Berg digs deeper.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, saying,
if Russia is going to do these type of things against our system, and then we ought to be very aggressive to make sure that, one, they get no benefit out of it, and actually they're harmed out of it. You can't let sit here and just say, oh, please don't do it again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix it is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.